Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Sciatica. I think about that documentary about prison, Attica. Did you tell me there's one called Attica?
Yeah.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's time for the crossover brought to you by Bay Alarm. Rest easy. We've got you covered. BayAlarm.com. Willard and Dibs in the house.
The fellas.
Hey.
And there's always a pressing question, how was jury duty? Let's get off on an exciting foot.
I guess not as painful as it could have been or has been in the past. I had an afternoon call, which is not good for my show slot, so I didn't get there till 1 o'clock, and we were excused somewhere in the neighborhood of 3.
Mm, yeah.
But hold on.
I wonder.
Air quotes excused. No.
Air quotes excused,
because the reason we were sent home, and by the way, I'm talking about this on the radio for a very, very clear reason, because you know how they tell you, don't talk about this with anyone?
Gotcha.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to talk about it with everyone and see if I can get myself excluded. Because I already showed up. Dibs pointed this out. I did my civic duty. Showed up. And on the way out, they're like, so you guys have been called for a case, but it's 2 weeks from now. So fill out this questionnaire, which is like 18 pages long.
That's the Super Bowl wheel.
And then we will text you and let you know if you need to come back for voir dire. And I'm like... I'm here now. So anyway, that's the way it went. So it was a short time yesterday, but I'm not out of the woods yet, y'all. So I'm going to talk about this every day, see if I can get myself
excluded. I love it. And if you do get voir dired, all you have to do is channel your inner Missoula. I don't know if you saw this when he was up there at a press conference over the weekend, and the question was asked, illegal screen. He was asked 6 questions, and the answer was illegal screen.
Yeah, he's the best.
Everything they ask you, guilty.
Yeah, guilty. I could have done that. Or you could, I don't want to like lie and like sound racist or sexist or do the things that get you automatically thrown out, because that's just bad juju.
No, but you can say stuff like, you know, you're vehemently against or for the death penalty. Be very strong on one side or the other.
Not a death penalty case. If you want more details of the case, just ask. I'm going to spew them everywhere.
Well, you could be held in contempt, so I don't want you to, you know, have your own trial.
No, I won't.
But like they say, you know, Mr. Willard, what are your impressions of the police? Oh, they're out of control right now. The police are just out of control. They hammer everybody.
I'm down on the police. They're never
wrong. Bye-bye.
I did say, actually, in the questionnaire, I'm like, you know, with the current climate, I figured like that would help. With the current climate, I'm kind of uncomfortable with the way some things are going down right now. Well, uncomfortable with that.
Nice.
So anyway, you can read that about 100 different ways. But that's how it went. That's how it went. Yeah. And hello to Connor, who after we got excused, I ran into in the bathroom and said he loves the shows. Apparently he was at Drake when you were the volleyball coach. He wanted to say hello.
Okay.
And also, he was a YouTube watcher yesterday from the jury room because he wanted to make sure that was actually me sitting four seats away from him.
That's pretty
good. And he confirmed it by logging on to the YouTube to see if I was actually doing the show.
That's dope.
Hi, Connor.
Nice. Steph,
yeah. Good to meet you.
Yeah,
I didn't want to go ahead.
No, just talk about myself. Those are good years at Drake. A little dynasty going. Go ahead, Goo.
No, we're having something special at the workplace tomorrow on the rooftop.
Yeah.
Place remain unknown. And I was all excited to say we're all going to turn up and you two will be doing the show.
Do you notice? I hate that stuff. You notice when it's a company-wide meeting that no one wants to go to, they do it during your show? But when everybody's going to go drinking, they do it during our show.
Save it for Friday.
Thanks, Odyssey. That's awesome.
I caught myself like, they're not going to be there.
Just happen to be busy. Maybe I need jury duty again and then I can come.
And they couldn't even stretch it at like 5 to 7. No, how about 4 to 6?
Let's do it from what?
212 to 557.
Exactly.
I mean,
they letting them fly. Anyway. My bad. Because when I thought, now if the Warriors were on the road, East, 4 o'clock game, you're there.
Right, no doubt. And so I'm not going to complain because we had a stretch of 2 weeks where we had like four of those shorties. It's your birthday.
We did.
Find
a Warrior game. Find an East Coast Warrior game and schedule it that day.
Yeah.
We could all watch it together. It would be fun.
And you guys have a great time as the weather gets warmer. And today is downright balmy here in downtown San Francisco. It's a nice day out there. So you guys are going to catch a good one tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it.
Of course.
Looking forward to it. I'm not a sure thing, though, tomorrow.
Come see us.
If that makes you feel any better.
Come see us. We're going to be out at Thrive City.
Oh, you guys out there?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Going to the game, too?
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
I got you as a Trent Williams for that function. You might be a little bit iffy now, but come game time, you're playing.
A little bit more of a Ricky Pearsall, actually.
Open bar.
Yeah.
I think, Ricky, there's actual question. Trent's going to play. Steiny's going to drink.
Well, if he goes.
No, he's going to be there.
The Wheeler, he's going.
I've got a bigger issue with my phone now.
But Jim Olay's going to take care of it today.
No, tomorrow he wants to take care of it.
Oh, okay, not today.
What's going on with your phone now?
He got a new one.
I can't.
The gizmo and the Disney bopper
again?
Can't
hook it up.
Oh, man.
He wants to do the backup from the cloud.
Here's
the
new phone.
Password.
My Face ID works.
Okay.
Let's go to the internet. Safari can't open the page because your iPhone is not connected to the internet.
Have you given it to a teenager yet?
No.
That's what you need to do.
Will you help me with my phone?
Seriously, just hand it to a teenager.
He doesn't remember his password for Apple, so he can't go to the cloud and just load it that way.
Reset your password then.
Tell him what you told him.
He has that connected to 9 other devices, though.
Right. So a couple days ago, I tried to log in, nothing happened, and then they're like, you can't try again for another 24 hours. So I was like, that's fine. I don't care anymore anyway. I don't even want a phone.
I love when your electronics punish you. That is funny.
So Apple Store or try again.
So I do it last night. Same thing happens, and they say, now you can't log in for 4 days.
No.
They try to get hold of me.
They're like, did you not get our message last time?
Incredible.
We're pissed at you. And if you
handle your business,
you keep acting out. We're just going to take that phone from you.
I've been there.
Oh man!
And now I'm past the. You know, it's like trying to kick a drug habit. First couple days are brutal, and now it's been like 5-6 days, and I'm like, this is great.
I get that, but you're going to need that thing. You need to give it to a teenager. Find a teenager and give it to him.
I think that's the way to get
3 minutes and 2 seconds. It'll be back in your hand and everything will be fixed.
Oh, man.
And you'll have a TikTok account. So
with 1,000 followers.
Are you guys on TikTok yet? I have one. I use it every now and again. I'm not in it.
I'm not on there. I go there a lot. Like, you know, because the kids are on there all the time or whatever. But I'm not looking.
Spontaneous stuff. TikTok is too choreographed. It's like, look at me, look at me.
Well, that's all of it.
Let's do our dance.
As opposed to you on the radio?
Wow.
That's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. If TikTok is look at me, then what's Instagram?
Look at us.
Look at my food.
Yeah, right.
That's Facebook.
Or look at my face. I have a video to scream about because somebody just won or lost a game.
Facebook is guess who just died or has cancer.
Happy birthday. I put myself in a good mood by wishing happy
Facebook
birthday.
Facebook is just lies. I just had this conversation with my dad on the way over here.
He's my man, lie.
No, yeah, I hate it because Facebook, let's be honest, is targeted right to older people.
All right.
My parents are still, they're 80 and they're doing the Facebook. Yeah. And they call me and they're like, did you hear that Fred Warner is starting tomorrow? I'm like, first of all, he's not starting. And second of all, there's no game tomorrow.
Draymond got traded. I'm like,
seriously. I'm like, AI is killing these elderly people. They believe everything.
But even beyond that, the newsy stuff that's not really news, it's all like so and so from high school. And, you know, condolences for everyone who knew Morgan Murphy of Fairfax. He's a legend. He passed away over the weekend.
Nah, that's real.
Haven't thought about him or talked to him myself in 47 years, but it's affected 87 people I follow. So now you go on Facebook and you're just inundated.
Dibs, I got to say this to that.
It's just heavy.
It makes me realize just how important the 24 hours I have when I do see people that I've known that have passed away, hadn't talked to them.
Yeah.
It kind of just hits that button of just enjoy your 24, man. And whatever you got going on, work through it, but enjoy the gift that is the present.
Mm.
The present that is the gift that you got today.
That's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah.
I mean,
You get reminded over and over.
And that's, hello.
I mean,
Chewy.
Like, this is a stupid one, and Dibs knows the whole story, and I won't tell the long, because it's a long story, but, like, everybody here, Tim Jordan, Matt Nahagian, Grandy, these guys, everybody bent over backwards for me to borrow some equipment to go do my Sunday night Fox show on location. Because Christy and I were getting away for a night last, and we tested everything. Everybody did everything right. And then we get out there and it didn't work. But the end of the story is I had thrown my other equipment in the car and I ended up in the back room of a business that now we've made new friends, had a wonderful
night.
So it's like, if the equipment had worked, none of that would have happened. None of that would have happened. And the guy that we met, like, was Dibs' principal.
Emory Catholic.
No, 30 years ago. I'm like, thank you. I'll shout you out on the radio.
Tight.
He's like, you're on the radio? I'm like, yeah. 95.7 The Game. He goes, you know Dibley? I'm like, this is the 87th time this conversation's happening.
But Willard, that's the story of my life. You did the pretest. It worked.
Everything
go time.
Was perfect until it was time to go. They're like, we can't hear you. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
I'm talking.
Are we right? I can hear you. Why can't you hear me?
Yeah. Serendipity is what that is right there.
What I enjoy about Facebook the most is, seeing how your old classmates look now.
Yeah, that is a positive.
Well, that's because you still have hair.
Yeah, no doubt.
You still have hair in most of them.
And that's why
don't.
He did the devilish grin.
I remember the prom. I wonder what Nori's looking like. I remember I took Jane to a dance. What's Jane looking like?
Funny you say that, because I've got my 40-year reunion this year, and so you do a little scouting. Like, do I want to go? Where do I
go?
Where
am
I
in the pack?
I always go. Not only, I mean, I look great. That is beside the point. Like, level of success, and like, what am I walking into here?
Wow.
Who do I want to seek out? What am I walking into? Who do I want to avoid? So it's a good way to advance scout the reunion.
Where's that Monster Energy guy?
Not a high school classmate.
Oh, he wasn't a high school classmate.
Yeah, he was rock star, I believe.
Oh, rock star. Whatever it is.
Rivals or enemies.
Growing up, this kid, Russell Wiener, redheaded
what
kid,
a name.
About a year younger than me, maybe two, and I thought he was just a putz. So I would throw at him in Little League. Not that I could hurt him because I was a feather baller. I picked on him, I teased him, I ridiculed him. Come to find out, he founds a beverage company that is called Rockstar.
Rockstar Energy.
Wow. Sells it for $2.1 billion. Dollars.
Billion.
Had I chosen to be nice, maybe befriend, maybe he becomes my bestie.
No doubt about it.
I'm not here talking to y'all.
Wow.
Memo to all you kids out there, just be nice to people. That's what Mark said on Monday.
I heard he didn't give any money to his bestie either, though.
You probably have a real job, though, now.
Yeah.
Like, working for you, to be working 50, 60.
I'd be the CFO of, PepsiCo or something.
A lot of responsibility.
No doubt. Wouldn't be wearing shorts every day.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monks.
Last thing before we get to sports, I told Stani this morning on air, the best game show ever is Wheel of Fortune. What says you two?
Well, having been on Wheel of Fortune...
Me and my daughter watched to.
Yeah, and it was an absolute blast. Didn't work out as well as it did for my other two contestants, one of whom won $43,000 and a trip to St. Kitts.
Yeah.
Tenzi, the lovely lawyer from D.C., walked off with about $8,100, and I had to gut it out to win $4,000. I'm talking gut check.
So it ain't Wheel of Fortune for you.
No, it is. Honestly, my answer, and I heard you earlier with concentration. And
I don't even remember that
I almost
that
crashed
one.
My car. And I loved you remember Password that? Was another one. Password. And Super Password.
Alan Ludden.
Thank you.
See,
I would say Jeopardy for me. It's just pure.
For me, these are all top fivers like that you're bringing up, but Price is Right.
That's what Kenny said.
Yeah, you got people who just showed up.
Was it really a game, though? How much is the stuff?
I mean, Prinko, there's no skill involved.
I said Joker's Wild was second. Yeah,
Joker's Wild for sure.
My backup, my underdog is Pressure Luck.
Pressure Luck.
I like that show.
What was that about?
Peter Telmarkin.
Big box, no whammies. Pow! And then you slam on that thing, and then, whammy.
The problem with The Price is Right is they never fixed their biggest flaw.
Which was?
And that is final, for the thing. Hey, Bob Barker, what did Dan bid? 2,300 and 2,301.
It's true.
Like, come on.
It's true.
No, it'd be, one. That would be right.
It's solely based on where you're sitting. Like, you get to go fourth.
Right.
Adam Silver would have fixed that.
No, he
wouldn't have. That issue.
No, he wouldn't have.
Oh, man.
The first three go high, and then $1.
Right, exactly.
The other one, obviously, Family Feud. And I'm talking
about the original
Family Feud.
Richard.
Not the Family Feud now, which is, name another word for a sausage. Yeah. Steve Harvey, I mean, he took that thing down in the mud. It's pretty funny,
it's pretty great, actually.
It's really great.
He's
not kissing everybody either.
Oh, my God.
Richard Dawson
They have the Game Show Network where you can go back and watch old episodes, and your boy would pucker up.
No doubt. Richard Dawson.
Dawson's making out with people. Bob Barker's got women reaching into his jacket. There was so much crap going on at game shows in the 80s and 90s.
But that's when you can smoke inside. You know, the world was different.
I like the pyramid. I like the pyramid.
That was a great one. Yeah. I did like that one.
Womp.
Nice.
Womp. A pigeon. Womp. Womp. Filthy animals. Yes.
How about Match Game?
The old match game was cute.
We did say that.
Brett Summers smoking cigarettes on set.
Look how young we are.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Nice.
I went Hollywood Squares.
Gene Rayburn.
Yep, Strong the host.
Hollywood Squares. I love the show called, you ever seen Make Me Laugh?
It's the greatest game ever
with
invented.
Bobby Van. It's
where you stay in front of each
three
other.
Three comics, and you're sitting in a chair, and they're telling you jokes, and you try not to laugh. And it was kind of hard.
And he was right in your face.
Some of them was fun. Some of them were funny.
How about Newlywed Game, where every single wife was just whacking her husband with those big cards?
Pretty good. Pretty
Wasn't
good.
Our boss on the Newlywed Game?
I think so.
Was he?
I think so.
There's
no
way.
Chance.
Yes. I'm about 96% sure.
He might have only tried out for it. I can't.
Now that sounds like he didn't make the cut.
Did he make it or did he try out?
I thought he made it.
Yeah.
There's not footage, is there?
Oh, somewhere. And he might have been on the newer edition. Obviously not the 70s one. They brought it back around. But anyway, we could go all day with this stuff.
I like the Gong Show, too. Absolutely.
The Unknown Comic.
He was funny.
He was going bag on the head before Saints fans. He was the one who kind of started that whole trend.
That's nice.
I watched too much TV as a kid.
That's all we had, though, Dibs.
Yeah, five channels. You had to watch something.
Price is Right is exactly when the day home from school started to get boring. Like, once Price is Right was over, once you got to 11 a.m., soap operas, which soap opera do you want to watch? None.
Yeah, then you're like, I should have gone to school.
Yeah, you're like,
but in the year we had the Cubs, if the Cubs had a day game, it was on WGN.
Yes, WGN, and then TBS, Kermit would come on and do the Braves game. Anyway.
Give him a sport takes, Donnie. I'm out.
Yeah, dude, how about them Niners? JK Day tomorrow.
That's what we.
I'm anticipating the 49er game a little more.
Me too.
This is awesome, man.
Hey,
it really is.
Hey,
where the Niners are.
Oh,
right
it
now.
Is. Can I ask? This is a question that I'm not sure. going to ask Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock today.
Oh, you got him today.
Yeah. Okay. Explain to me why Jonathan doesn't even go in for garbage time.
I can't, Mark.
Not that, and the reason I won't ask that is it's irrelevant and it's almost disrespectful to Jonathan. I don't think Jonathan's like, give me garbage time.
But people would love to hear that answer.
Well, but how do you?
I got you.
How do you do that and not look people in the eye and I don't know. Now, just it feels
I
like
I appreciate
an,
you.
It, it's just an admission that like he. They've all agreed that he's not playing.
It's sad. I'm using Stoney. It's sad. The old school drop. You remember that, Dibs?
It's sad.
It's like this poor guy's got to fly all over the country and keep putting on a costume.
That is wild.
You know
man.
What I mean?
Well, I'm watching him last night just there in his black jersey. Like,
right.
I mean, one of two things is they either have a deal and it'll be done tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or
his agent would be posting mm-hmm. what he's doing if they had a deal, but go ahead.
Or they're going to keep doing what they're doing.
Which is like, what is do you call way? What they're doing?
Not playing him. Just not playing him.
Mm.
Like, if he doesn't get moved tomorrow, do you think he's going to play against the Knicks?
No. He will never play for the Warriors again.
So you're there.
I think you might be right.
Why would you play him now? His value is not going up or down. If you like him, if you like the player, you like the player. And you don't like the fact that he's not playing, but you probably look at the Warriors and understand it. Like, it's over here.
But if you don't move him, Dibs, you're not good enough to not get any – put him in the games for some minutes. We know he's
what
not.
What happens if it's,
I can make an argument against Atlanta. You fit right in. But, you know.
I mean, if he rolls the ankle or tweaks the knee.
Oh, so you
or,
think a trade's imminent. It's eventual.
It may not be imminent, but it's inevitable. It is going to happen.
I just hate watching him sit there, Will.
I got it at less than a week.
You got to want to move him.
Well, I think when we get back here next Wednesday crossover,
you,
I think
you think he's gone.
I think he's on a different team.
And, why would the agent tweet that?
Yeah.
They don't talk to the agent anymore. I bet they had no contact with the agent after that deal was signed. They don't give a rat's behind about Aaron Turner.
And based on what I've learned about Aaron Turner from your unbelievable tour de force hour with him, he's not above doing something like that just to poke.
Exactly.
You poke the team you're not going to play JK? Look what he did last time against Atlanta.
He's also just kind of an odd dude. Right? Like, I don't mean that personally, but he's doing stuff that other agents don't do.
Absolutely.
So, like, I don't know what he's doing.
I mean, there's nothing for him to do.
Right.
He did what he did.
Did he have other clients?
Terry,
none you've heard of.
Rozier was his biggest client.
Did he ever get
cleared? Terry Rozier?
Yeah,
guard.
Yeah, he got popped for gambling.
Yeah, he got.
Allegedly.
And he got a pretty good contract. He got maybe close to 100, but there was one other guy, but I can't remember who it was. It was a marginal type player, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll be down there tomorrow, and I'm just wondering if JK Day starts at midnight tonight.
I said that on the show, Dibs.
Like, is it noon? Like, if it's just, you can't do it until January 15, the Warriors might have the deal done at 12:01 a.m.
We might need to call it JK week, though. I might be with Mark here.
Well, the day is just the day when it can happen.
Okay.
You know?
No doubt.
And
should be ready though, Dibs. You've had ample time. You would think,
right?
The only but the holdup would be that you can already tell all of the sides who are sort of playing their leverage. Like when you hear, well, the Warriors they're willing to keep him, and then you hear the rest of the league outside of the Kings is not interested. They're just not interested in Jonathan at all. It's like I don't buy either of those things. That's obviously all GMs playing their leverage game. So that could take time.
Yeah, I would bet that if a deal's not totally in place, they are close to a deal. I would bet it's with Sacramento, and it's going to be one of those deals that JK fans are going to be unhappy about. The people who don't think JK is much of anything, they're going to be wait and see about. I don't think that you're going to have to shovel a lot of picks the other way. And if you do give up picks, I hope it's this year's pick, because in 3 years, your pick might be a good pick for the team that's getting it.
Before you guys leave, I do want to ask you this. Let me run this by you, because we're all, a bunch of us out in the outside room here, we're talking, and a lot of the answers were coming in the same. Are you more confident in the Niners' chances this week than you were last week?
No.
Okay.
And mine's a no.
Okay. You guys are both against the crowd that's out there. So I wanted to know where you sat on that.
Yeah, well, I'll say this.
This is a better team.
Yeah. Because I believe, and I said it, this is the real Philadelphia. What the, like, I don't believe there's nothing going on, anything going on in the locker room. Their defense is, you know what I mean, like this. But I can't, that was miraculous what you did, and I didn't think you could beat Philly. But now I just feel like, what do I say? What word? Button up. Seattle's button up. So if you do this one, this is the real Philly, and anything's possible after that.
I think that's all fair. And George Kittle's not playing in this game. But the I guess the last week, and Steiny, I thought you talked about this a lot, like, last week legitimized the Niners.
Validated. I think it validated them.
So,
but I just,
maybe
I think
now people see him through a new lens.
They might.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
And I you got to give them credit for that win. I just think Seattle's better than the Eagles.
And see, like, no doubt.
The Eagles were just, I feel like we thought they were going to eventually play a game like that to get beat after the season they had. They just, you know, they've been, like, the 49ers have been injured all year long, but they've been extremely consistent in their play. And the Eagles have been, you know, healthy for most of the year, but they never were consistent. Like, they were all over the map. And, you know, maybe it was a little bit of a function of the schedule, but the reality is that the 49ers beat all the teams they should beat, lost to some really good teams, and then beat some teams that are really good. And that's how you end up at 12-5. But I do think this one's going to be tough. This one is going to be tough.
There's one big thing that they have, in my opinion, in their favor going into this game.
71? Shanny?
No. For me, it's a lack of pressure. You go into this game, and it's whatever. And road teams in the divisional round since 2000, 13-31, 29% nice winning percentage. It's tough to do.
But it's been done.
It's been done. But Seattle, there's going to be a little bit of a pucker factor if you get into the second half and it's a tight game and it's your first home game in 10 years and you're the one seed. If you're the Niners and you don't have Kittle and Warner and Bosa, it's a freebie. Of course, you want to win, but sure. I don't think you're going to feel that same level of, oh my God, we have to.
Willa, real quick before we go, Snotty, where are you watching?
Actually,
you did it big last week.
I know you guys were talking about superstitions early.
Lab work.
This is not really about superstition, but we're going back to the exact same that we watched the Eagle game.
Dibbed you in the lab.
Exact I'll be back spot. Home. Yeah, yeah. Refing until about 4 in Marin County.
He's still refing.
Oh, yeah. 3:45. I'll make sure that 3 o'clock game gets over early. Probably not a lot of fouls if you're playing in my game at 3.
That's terrible. Like, they're NBA refs saying that.
Let
you know,
know,
I got something
it's
to
like
do.
It's like an umpire getaway day.
Hack away.
The strike zone changes.
Do you think that the coaches who are there are going to be thinking, yeah, call them all. Let's stretch this baby out. We're going to have an agreement. No timeouts. No free throws. Oh, let's keep it moving. No,
the 1-1 rule is now 1-none. All right. You make it too bad. Get your butt down on
defense.
And
you realize the 1-1 is no longer in play. It's now 2 shots for all fouls.
Yeah, they should give that. What? Just
another, are you kidding me?
High school and youth.
Oh, wow.
It's just another example of everyone gets a trophy.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter, Logan, if you missed the first one, you get another one.
1-1. I love the 1-1.
Middle school game yesterday, they did 1-1.
They're doing it in college, though.
Middle school, I can't speak to. CYO, we use the high school rules. High school rules, it's
7-10.
High school is 5 fouls and a quarter now. It used to be 7 fouls and a half, and then 10 is the double bonus. Now it's 5 1/4, and everybody gets to shoot two. Boop, boop, boop.
Wow.
All right, Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock on 95.7, the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.